All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the XL Tribesman podcast. My name is Kirkland, and I want to introduce you all to my guest today. He goes by Chop. Chop in the City is what, if you know him on Instagram, he goes by Chop in the City. So my objective of this podcast is really to bring on the dopest influencers I know who are, in my opinion, absolutely killing it, taking us to new heights, creating out of the box content. I got to say, I ain't seen no skateboard influencing content yet. So you take the cake on that one. And that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see us, you know, bigger guys doing out the box things. I want to see us in doing different things, even things I can't even imagine. I want to see it so that now it's possible, right? So now, like, even in the process of, I guess we're going to start the episode, but, like, even in the process of, like, seeing you skateboard is making me think, like, my next shoot, I don't want to be on a skateboard, but I want to shoot someone on a skateboard, like, doing some crazy shit, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like...
Try it, though.
Huh?
I was going to say, try it once. You never know.
What that man said on American Idol, that'll be a no for me, dog.
I respect.
That'll be a no for me, dog. I'll try some things, but maybe not that thing. But yeah, I want to do like crazy things. Like I would love to shoot a campaign with someone jumping out of a plane. Like I would love to shoot that. You know, like that. Okay. I take that back. I'm not jumping out of no planes. All right, take that back. tell everyone where you're from. Like, let us get to know who the man behind the photographs are.
Let me turn my volume off. But I'm Chops. I'm originally from Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, probably like, where the hell is that? Shout out NCAAT. Aggies is right up the street from me.
Oh.
Why you make that face?
I mean, y'all be Aggie with y'all Aggie pride.
Anyway.
I'm kidding. Yeah, so, shout out to the HBCU.
Nah, it's all good. My pops, I went to another college, so I'm only partially offended. But, originally from Greensboro. Moved down to Miami last April, almost been a year. And
shut up. You only been in Miami for a year?
Yeah, well, this time around. In 2015, my aunt used to live down here, so I kind of stayed with her for a few months and just tried to live life. And went back home for school and, you know, did that whole thing.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And then when this you finished school, you came back.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I forgot. We get into the meat and potatoes. Okay, let me break it down to you. So, 2015, graduated high school, didn't go to college. Moms was like, go down to Florida with your aunt and, you know, just grow up a little bit, live life, figure out what you want to do.
Okay.
Did that. And then I came back because I was like, you know, I want to go to college. I went to UNCG. After college, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Like, ever since I was younger, I wanted to move to L.A. Because, you know, I grew up skateboarding, grew up into music. You know, it's like, L.A.'s
the
place.
Like the place for you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I've tried many a times to move to L.A. Nothing really happened. The closest that and this is going to be a whirlwind, but the closest that I gotten was New Year's Eve of 2019. I have been preparing for months. I was like, for like literally half the, from June of 2019 to New Year's Eve, I was like, I'm moving to Cali, starting 2020 in California. And so I applied to like several different jobs. I had some interviews lined up and I had brought a ticket from Greensboro to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I was like, I'm going to stop by and see one of my friends for a bit. And, you know, I don't know how long I'm gonna stay, but whenever I get my Cali shit figured out, then I'm just bop right on the Cali and I'm not coming back. Long story short, I got to Canada and Cali just did not work. I didn't get none of the jobs. And so I
Okay.
was like, you know, I'm all the way out here in Canada. Let me just make this shit work. So I
Okay.
lived in Canada from like literally New Year's Eve of 2019 up until like March of 2020 when COVID like started getting, you know, kind of bad. So after that, came back home and man, I was a fucking mess, like emotionally, like I mean, cause like everybody can be like, you know, nothing wrong with like starting over or failing, like that's part of your success.
Yes, that's
But
part
when,
of the journey.
yeah, but like when you're in the moment and like you wanted some shit so bad and you wanted to get away from like, you know, your hometown so bad, and like
Yep.
you telling niggas like, yo, I'm out of here, and then
Yep,
they
I'm
see
out.
you, yeah, it was embarrassing.
I get it. You get that feeling like maybe you aren't doing as well as you wanted to do because now you have to face the people that you was like, yeah, I'm out this motherfucker, I ain't never coming back. And now you back.
But yeah, so I spent like all of 2020 just at my parents' house trying to figure out what I was going to do. Ended up working for like a Bank of America call center,
Okay.
worst job ever. But
Okay, I did expect that one.
yeah, but no, that part is important to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I was working from home. And I was like, you know, 2021, it's my year. I'm finna be out. So I was working from home. You know, I was with living with your parents, rich. Thought I was balling, but I was just balling because I ain't had no bills. So,
I know what that means.
yep. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm about to get out this year. I'm about to figure out what I want to do. I was already familiar with Miami, so I was like April of 2021. I'm going to Miami for like 2 weeks. I'm gonna like take on my work shit and you know just do what I gotta do. And then I'm come back home. And then in June, I'm gonna spend half the month in San Francisco and half the month in LA. And that was my plan until like one day, my boss at Bank of America. I used to be a supervisor, and like my boss called me like. He was always like hella wild, like just talking reckless. But one day he like called me like talking about how someone reported me, talking about I was cussing out my employees and all this shit. And I'm like, bro, like you know, like I wouldn't do that. And like he basically was like, I don't give a fuck what you didn't do or what I should know. Like all I know is I can fire you right now. And he just kept on like. He could fire me like 10 times, and I was like, you know what? I feel like you want to fire me, so I'm gonna just do you some justice. I quit. And he was saying a whole bunch of shit. I was like, fuck you, and I just hung up. And I like got so mad. I don't. This is how mad I was. I was so mad. Like I had to release my anger, so I threw something. I had a fucking like, you know, like them little Lipton green teas that come in like the little bottle. I don't know how the fuck I threw it across my room. It hit my door and put like a hole through the door. That's
Oh,
how
you was
pissed off.
mad, man.
Yeah, like bro, can you imagine throwing a fucking empty plastic bottle that damn hard? And so,
Oh.
after, I was just trying to figure out like, well, I had to make a decision. I was like, all right, like. Do I want to stay home until like I figure out like you know my new job or you know what the fuck am I gonna do? But I just kind of was like, you know what? I feel like I just need to make Miami work. Like it's nothing for me here in Greensboro, so let me just go down there. I kind of got a plan, kind of don't. Let me just see what happens. And
Okay. So that's how you
let
ended
me,
up in Miami.
yes, sir.
Okay. So you said you've been in Miami for almost a year. So how is the experience? Because I see a lot of your content. Obviously, it's sunny, it's palm trees. So I know you in the sunny state of Florida, but how has content creating been differently for you from Greensboro to creating in Miami? Like, how has that been different for you?
I never really thought about that. I mean, it's been a lot better, like, just to say, but so when I was back home in Greensboro, like, I've always been one of them kids, like every nigga, well, not every nigga, most niggas growing up, like, I don't try to rap, I don't try to do this, that, whoop whoop.
Oh, okay.
But I felt like Greensboro was just like too small for my personality. That's why I was like, California, I want to go somewhere with a fucking basketball team and like a big city. So now that like I'm in Miami, I'm like, I feel the same way when I go to New York. It's like I could be out in public, like if I want to wear some like blue alligator cowboy boots, I can. If I want to be in the middle,
That was very
literally,
specific. I feel like you got a pair of those.
I do. And this is real shit. Like, if I want to be like literally at the beach in my drawers, like it's whatever. Like Miami and New York, like they're such crazy cities where it's like people are used to seeing like crazy shit. So
Crazy shit. Nothing surprised you, shocks you. It makes
exactly.
sense. Okay. Because
I
I
feel
see your
like.
content in Miami, and I'm just like, how come when I go to Florida, I don't make content like that? I feel like, tell me the secret. And I was like, it must be the skateboard, because I was
No,
like, that must
like,
be the secret. Cause
I feel like I haven't even really got to where I want to go with like my content, but I was about to say that just being in like a city like Miami, or I comparing it to New York as well, like it just gives you that energy, like I could let my fucking nuts drag, like I'm that nigga, like I just hop out the house, like whatever the fuck I got on, like this me, I'm him, like. What's up? Like, cause
I
people
get
come to
you.
my,
You're able to be free.
like people come to Miami and like, I call it the flex city. Like people just want to fucking flex, and I kind of use that to my advantage in content because like people used to people like doing like some outlandish shit. So I don't feel no type of way where if I go out and like I'm literally in the middle of a crowd, with my tripod taking all these pictures. Walking back and forth, trying to pose.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. So you take your own photos.
Yes, sir.
What kind of camera do you shoot with?
I shoot with the amazing, well, this is just a recent upgrade. My price went up. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Prices
But,
went up.
So I shoot with the lovely iPhone 13 Pro Max, 128 gigabyte. Before I was just trapping off the iPhone XS Max front camera, just doing it like that. A lot of people think that I have like a photographer or like a DSLR camera. It's just a good old iPhone,
Well, then now I'm really impressed, because I feel like I'm a photographer, but iPhone photography is its own beast, like completely separate of anything else. Like it's its own beast. Like it's not easy to say that, to say the least. So now I'm really impressed. Okay, now I want to know about this photo, because this was the photo that really intrigued me. So do you remember this picture?
Oh yeah, I took it like last week.
Oh, okay. So tell me the story behind it.
Really, like I was saying, like I feel like I haven't really like done a lot, like. So, I guess we gotta kind of really get into the shit. So, everyone who followed me, for those who don't follow me, we can definitely go more in depth if you want to. But long story short, up until last year, February of last year, I was like 400 pounds. I had weight surgery, the duodenal switch to be exact. And the whole year, like, not only have I been recovering from the surgery, I've been living in Miami. I was damn near homeless at one point. My apartment flooded like 10 days after I moved in. I had a
Oh, shit.
like literally my job told me I can go on vacation. I come back, they're like, oh no, we're not giving you PTO. Fell behind on rent. Like I tried to start a clothing line. That like literally right after I had a drop, I moved into my apartment, then it flooded and all that shit. So I felt like I've had like so much shit going on last year that like I wasn't trying to give up my goal, but I'm like, look, I can only do so much, especially
Okay.
like in personal debt and with my whole like all my homies' cute clothing line, trying to like fulfill all those orders. It was just like I feel like I don't have room to like really get out here and like show my ass on the internet and like spaz on niggas. I feel like I'm in a lot better place now. I was kind of hoping to like start the new year off with like a whole rebrand, but my mom passed and it was like kind of I had to readjust for a quick second, but also had to keep my mind on the mission. But I know that was a long-winded introduction, but
No, that's perfectly fine.
it's kind of crucial to that picture because a lot of people don't know that like I've been skateboarding since I was in like the sixth grade. I'm not good, but like I still skate. I got skate videos on right behind you. Like that's just a part of my culture. And so what I really want to do with my content going forward is just like really show who I am, not just like, oh, let me put on this outfit, but I'm really trying to show people my personality. I'm trying to build a community, and I'm trying to branch out a little bit more. And I don't want to just be fashion, or like style inspiration. I'm really trying to get into like wellness, whether that's like mental wellness or just physical wellness. I mean, because I'm sure you can attest as well. A lot of black men don't really, show themselves like when they go through like certain emotional things. Or if they go through like situations where they're trying to get in shape or find new hobbies, and so I inspire my audience where I may not inspire nobody to skateboard, but they might be like, "Damn, bro, chops on the skateboard! Shit, I've been trying to get me some roller skates. Let me,
Right. Or I've been trying to, I don't know, play the guitar. Or, I mean, it's I, everything is that I do is for those same reasons. It's like I may not inspire you to be like America's Next Top Model, but I may inspire you to, look in the mirror and feel a little better about, what you see. And that's really my objective. It's like, I understand not everybody's going to be a model, which is fine, but like I want every man to look in the mirror and be like, you a bad motherfucker. Like if I can accomplish that goal, my work here is done. I can move on to the next Lord's assignment that I have. But until that's fulfilled, the XL Tribe is it for me. So I could definitely understand like wanting to just do things that fulfill people in that kind of way. So that's really cool. What I want to know, is, so you said you've been skateboarding since you were six. So when did you decide? I don't want to say to marry the two, because obviously you want to marry your personality with fashion. But like, when did you decide? I can dress. Let me see what let me see what this internet shit's about. Like, when did you decide to get into that lane?
I've been skateboarding since sixth grade, but to be honest, like all of it kind of like merged together. Like when I first started skating, I was like, I grew up in the era. Like when I really started getting conscious of like what's going on, I was in the era of like Pharrell. He had the Billionaire Boys
Oh,
Club.
skateboard P.
Yeah, like that era, and growing up playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater. And plus,
Oh,
us
Tony
growing
Hawk's
up black.
really made skateboarding cool.
Yeah. And then us growing up black, it's like we always had that thing put in the head like, oh, like, you better not get your school clothes dirty or damn, like, you ain't got no Jordans. Like, nobody want no Reeboks. Like, always kind of had that
I
in my
noticed
head.
that your style is very skater boy. I remember when Lil Wayne got into skateboarding. That's when really people really started being like, why he doing that? And I was like, black people can skateboard too. I don't understand.
I was definitely that kid where they was like, man, he trying to be white. And then like literally 2 summers later, every nigga wearing skinny jeans.
Ha! And Vans with or Chucks.
Yep. But I kind of started, like I said, I've always kind of been my thing. Like I've just always loved skateboarding. But recently, it's like now that I've lost weight, and it's sad that it has to be like this, but also like I feel like nobody can't blame me for being the way I am, but like all the shit, like, you know, Billionaire's Boy Clubs, Bait, Supreme, all that shit that I grew up in high school, like, oh my God, I want this so bad. Now I can start wearing it and I can really like the motherfuckers that I wanted to dress like when I was 16, I get to go back now that I can finally fit those clothes and, you know, fulfill that dream or whatever I had when I was, you know, that age. So,
okay.
Especially like,
say it again.
I was gonna say, especially like when the past couple months, like I went to New York in December and I brought my first Supreme shirt. And that's where I'm like, yo, like, I finally get to like merge like the skatewear, the streetwear, and also I'm trying to mature my style up a little bit, you know, a little business casual type vibe. So,
how old are you actually? I actually don't 25. Know how old are you.
I'm 25.
Oh, okay. I get it. So you want to move into your like, I feel like the skater people, people who skate, they have a forever young look. Even Tony Hawk still looks 25 to me. Like, I feel like there's a look that you like, maybe sport, it keeps you young, but I feel like people who skateboard, they always have a youthful look to them, like not just in their fashion but like in their overall persona. I don't know, maybe you can shed a little light. What is skateboarding the trick to stay young? Because if that's the case, I get on it.
I think because like literally like every skater they'll say that like skateboarding like allows you to be free and like kind of just like be yourself, express yourself, and I think that's what keeps us looking young. Especially since, I mean, it is like a lot of people that skate are younger, but if you're someone that grew up doing it, you're like, oh, like, you know, if you play football, basketball, you got to wear a uniform. But skateboarding, it's like, it's cool to be like, oh, let me have one wheel green. Let me have one wheel pink. Let my grip tape should have cats on it. Oh, like, you know, let me put some jeans that have X, Y, whatever the fuck on it. And, you know, it'll look cool in a certain picture. Let me cut this pant right here. And so you can see my leg when I ollie over this table and, you know, something like that. So skateboarding in general, just, it promotes creativity, whether it's like in yourself or now, like I can't even go to like a building without being like, bro, somebody should jump this 12th stair. So. Yeah.
Oh, you be doing that crazy shit.
Oh no, I don't do that. But I mean, that's part of like the culture. Like I like to see people do that.
So one of the things I wanted to know was, so you just moved to Miami. That's cool. So what's your like? What kind of things do you want to do moving forward with your influencing? Because I'm excited. Just knowing that, like, this is the beginning for you. This is the tip of the iceberg for you. Because when I was introduced to you, I actually remember I made a meme about it. You had your earlights, and I remember I was like, his outfit is fly as fuck. I'm like, it just inspired me to meme. Like, you said big boys can't dress, huh? And, like, that's how I was introduced to you. So... And that was maybe 2 years ago. But like, what's next for? What are you thinking about moving toward in the future?
Well, before I answer that, I do want to say like I appreciate you like fucking with me early. Like I remember exactly what you're talking about, and so I don't want to be one of them niggas that get on here and like not even like mention nothing. But I for real, I really appreciate that. You've definitely reposted me a couple times. I didn't even expect it. Didn't expect no type of acknowledgement. Didn't think I would get any. So real recognize is real. I appreciate it.
That's a fact. I people all the time just post dope shit and I see it. Cause I'm always in the internet streets. I'll be like this.
But
right. I'd be like, who doing shit?
What's next is really like, it might be kind of like cliche or like might be kind of people might think it's bullshit, but really I'm just trying to like live up to my potential. Like I kind of shared early, like
that's
last
good.
Year, yeah, like last year was a hard ass year, and then plus I start the year off losing my mom. Like I've been that person where I've had like so many things I want to do, but if I like one thing happened, I'm like, oh, I'm thrown off. Like I can't even do what I want to do right now. And like I'm trying to process everything I'm going through like naturally, but also it's like, bro, like this is life. Like it's always gonna be some shit that's a reason for you not to.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's people need to understand. And sorry about the loss of your mom, but I can't even imagine the pain, the hurt, the emotions, the everything you're going through happening just all commenced into like such short time frame. But there's always going to be something, and unfortunately like yours happened to be like, you know, a very traumatic one, but there's always going to be something, and it's always about like how do you prevail,
yep,
and push through that even though it's painful. And sometimes you got to sit the fuck down and regroup. Yes, because sometimes life throw you some punches. You be, I can't get up right now. And I understand that. So living your potential is not corny or whatever you said. It's none of those things. Like most people don't live up to their potential. Most people die with their potential within them that never gets to come out. So there's nothing bad or wrong. That's an amazing goal to want to strive to be the best version of yourself that you can be. I mean, I just keep thinking like this is just the beginning, and this shit is already fly. So like, I feel like I'm gonna see an ad. I'm putting it into the universe for you. I'm gonna see a Vans ad of you skating down a 100-story building. Like I'm just putting that in the universe.
Thank God, I definitely appreciate that. But to kind of get in like some more specifics, I'm definitely trying to get into modeling. That was something that I never really expected that I would get into. But the past year and a half, I've really grown to like want that to be my future. But also in the meanwhile, just trying to build up my own brand as far as shops in the city, really start making some solid content, and you know, just kind of make some shit that I feel like I'm doing a little bit of justice in the world. And then, of course, I mentioned, like, I had clothing lines earlier in 2021.
Yes, I think I remember that when you were in that outfit, when your ear was like that, that was going to be your one of the things in the line, correct?
I don't remember exactly what I was wearing in the picture, but I think so. I think that was...
Okay.
So, I have a brand called All My Homies Cute, which is just like, literally I would post it on Reddit and like we started making inside jokes calling each other cute. And so I was like, let's just make I made a sweatshirt that said All My Homies Cute. That's all it was. And then I have like an actual clothing line called Exist Studios that I kind of like put like a lot more effort into. And I think that was what I was in that one picture. But really... going forward, I just want to, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with both, but for right now, I want to, you know, relaunch Exist Studios because it was like my main thing. And, you know, just kind of solidify what I'm trying to do, really.
Sure. All right, so we're going to play a game of this or that. Let's see where you're at. So, Miami or LA?
I'm gonna go Miami.
Okay.
Let me explain why, or is it just what it is?
No, go ahead. Tell me. I mean, because I felt like you were gonna say LA because you always wanted to go. So I was actually shocked you said Miami.
Yeah, I don't, like, as of recently, I kind of really love Miami. Like, it's kind of like, it's very similar to LA, but I promise I'm not trying to be racist, but it's like, I love Miami because of the culture, like Caribbean culture, Caribbean Latin culture. When it come to LA, like, I'm like, I love the Mexican homies, but like, that's like, I'd rather listen to reggaeton and like dance hall, like that's my shit. Like, I'm trying to do that. I want to eat Caribbean food. What?
Oh, okay. I mean your love of fusion music and reggaeton is a fusion music, but your love of reggaeton and dance hall, I was wondering what was your background.
I was gonna say that came like literally the year 2000, we stayed on like my parents' call, like the Puerto Rican side of town. And so like literally like all the artists that you could think of, like whether it was like Daddy Yankee or like, you know, it's just fucking like dance hall, like Beanie Man, Elephant Man, all that Sean Paul, all that shit. I kind of grew up here.
That was the 2000s, boy. Woo.
Yeah. So my whole life, like,
I remember.
Yeah, like I just kind of grew up loving, like, you know, the Caribbean sound, whether it was, you know, had a little Spanish to it, or if it was like, you know, Jamaican, Bohemian, etc. So,
okay.
But that's one reason why Miami. But also like Miami, like, it's always something to do. But if you like, I mean, it's Miami is huge, but the really important spots, they were really close. Like LA, you need a car. Here, I don't feel a need to get a car. Like, I could literally just hop in Uber, pay my $13, and be like, you know, in the design district or be in Wynwood in like 20 minutes.
You must be in Miami, if you're it's only $13. By the way, I lived in Miami for a long time.
Mm.
You must be in Miami, if for you to be able to pay $13 to go where you need to go.
I stay in
it's
like
giving Miami Beach.
Yeah, I stay in Miami Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured you that close to the design district. Okay, cool. Y'all lived in Miami, Fort Lauderdale for a long time of my life, so I know a lot about that place. I think, yeah, it's one of my hometowns. I got to multiples because I've lived in both of them for a long time. Hot Pockets or pizza rolls? This is dumb, but I was like, let's see what his fat boy food is your favorite still.
Shit. Honestly, I'm going to go with the Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets with a little bit of Texas pizza. Boy.
Oh. With hot sauce.
A little bit of Texas Pete, just for a little
spice. I ain't never had that. Nah. What that girl said that all real? I don't know nothing about that. He's speaking the language.
But dog, like, for sure, like, you ain't even gotta have the hot sauce. But like the Philly cheesesteak Hot Pockets was my shit. Well, I ain't had one in like a year, but used to be my shit.
Those are good. They're waffles.
What'd you say?
Pancakes or waffles?
Oh, I'm gonna go pancakes. Only because
okay.
I have this thing where like I don't like, I love the way syrup tastes, but like, okay, here's a question. Have you ever been eating like some pancakes, French toast, or whatever with syrup, and you get a little bit on your shirt, and you don't even realize it until later you smelling syrup?
Because you keep smelling sweet stuff on you.
I hate that. Like, literally, that is my pet peeve. So I don't even fuck with syrup. What I do, you get you some pancakes, make sure they hot as shit, and get you some. I use Kerrygold butter. It's some of the best butter out there. But whatever kind of butter you want to, as long as it's salted, just butter that bitch up.
Oh.
And that's my vibe. Some hot pink butter on it.
Boy. Okay. That's a very specific butter, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Trust me. I know how to eat. That Kerrygold butter is expensive, but that's the truth. And I think
I've heard of butter before. It comes in a gold wrapper.
Yes, sir.
That butter like $8.99 a pound. And see, with these gas prices, brah, brah. Okay. Yeah. About that shit now. Walmart or Target?
Walmart.
Wait, why Walmart over Target?
Bro, see, like, I'm bougie, but also, like, I'm humble. Like, Walmart right up the street. Like, Walmart has done good many a time, just right up the street. I can go in there and get a whole fit. But, I don't know, Target, first of all, back in the day, Target used to be on some bullshit. I'm glad they've, like, fixed their sizings. But they shirts back in the day, like, the arms would be damn near cutting off circulation.
Okay. Yes, I know what you mean. The Massimo's line.
Yep, I know.
Mm-hmm, I know. yes, I feel like they've done an amazing job with their sizing. You know, honestly, I like Walmart. I love Walmart. I just like Target like 1% more. So if this was like a race, Walmart get the 49 and Target get the 51. It's just
don't sleep on that.
I find that. Huh?
I said don't sleep on no boundaries though. I think that's what the Walmart brand is called, no boundaries.
Well, I'm not sleeping on it. I shop at Walmart. Dope. This whole outfit is from, do you think it's a Walmart tag? Oh, I shops in the Wally World. Do you see this outfit? This from Walmart.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just, it's just about Target. It's just, I don't know if they use different quality fabrics or the clothes at Target's a little bit more, but I feel, I don't know. Maybe because Target is bougie. Like when I buy clothes from Target, I feel bougie too. I don't know. No. But Target get my 51%. Just a little more. Just 1% more. But I shop at Walmart. Don't get me wrong. Like my last video, I did that whole, like my whole look. You know what's funny? I always thought, let me say this. I'm glad we did this. So, Target got better shoes quality and options.
For sure.
Because I buy my clothes at Walmart, but I buy a lot of my shoes from Target.
Okay, I can respect that.
I found shoes at Walmart the other day that was $12, and I was like, okay, not bad.
I got like some Birkenstocks from Walmart and like they was like $13.99. I was lit. Everything was cool until I got them jokers wet maybe one time too many and just fell right apart, just dissolved. I'm like, you know what?
What a Birkenstock. I don't want to look unfashion educated on my podcast, but what's Birkenstocks?
Jesus sandals. You know the Jesus sandals white people wear?
Oh, yes, I have a pair of those. See, I got them from Target.
Maybe I might need to go to Target and get me a new pair.
I got them from Target. It was $22.99, and I love them. I have them in black. I have them in tan.
I definitely need to go to Target and get me a pair then.
So, one more rapid fire question. Gap or Aeropostale?
Gap.
Oh, that was real easy.
Gap.
Or you just drop an arrow.
Huh?
We just, they ain't even in the conversation. Go ahead.
Okay, so, like, I'm gonna give Errol his props. Like, growing up, like, I remember I used to want
that's
to, like,
the skateboard line.
Errol Possum?
I feel like everything in there is for skate, for preppy skater dudes and girls.
But nobody who actually skates is like, yo, I need that Aeropostal. That's not a thing. That is not a thing.
Okay, y'all go to Spencer's.
But, like, back in the day, like, when, like, niggas was, like, when they mall shit heavy, like, in middle school, like, you know, everybody wanted to shop at, like, Hollister, American Eagle, Aeropostal. I couldn't really do nothing, but the Aeropostale online went up to like 2 or 3x, and like I had to expect that, because you know that Christmas when I got, you know, them two Aeropostale hoodies, I did think I was the shit. But Gap, okay, first of all, shout out to the Gap. Gap will make you feel skinny as shit. Like when I first started losing, like. I first started losing weight, and I could, like, actually go to stores and shop. I'm, like, in the fucking, like, Gap going crazy because I'm like, okay, I put the 2X on, and this shit way too big. Like, don't let me find out I'm an extra large. Put the extra large on, I'm good. Now I'm, like, an extra large in most shirts, but in Gap, I could easily get away with a large. Easily get away with a large. And so, shout out to whoever is in Gap Corporate looking out for the big niggas. Because you cannot say
Kanye,
that, like...
Kanye's running the Gap... I think he's running the product line.
We ain't gonna talk about
Kanye. If I'm not mistaken, Gap is the creative director. Kanye's the creator of Gap.
We're not gonna talk about Kanye right now. I ain't gonna do that.
Well, fine. But, like... Okay, cool. We not... But that's what's happening over there at the Gap. I love the Gap. It's not somewhere that I frequently, because that's not my style. But I love the Gap. It's a go-to staple. Like, you will find, I feel like Gap has great quality basics. That's what I feel like. Gap has greens, great jeans. They have good, like, polos. They have great Henley tees. They have great, like, 80s, they have great, I don't want to call them white beaters. What the mother t-shirts called?
Tank tops. I know
white beaters. Tank tops. They got another name that's not white beaters. I just didn't want to say that name. But those shirts, like, they make great, those shirts. I feel like they have great staple pieces in your closet. Like, if you're just getting started in your wardrobe, Gap is to go to get, like, all your basics covered for your wardrobe. I don't feel like they have a lot of stylish things, but now that, you know, the person who we don't want to talk about is on board, I think they might bring out more, like, fashion forward pieces. But I like the Gap. I just not shop there that often. It's just not my style. But I like the Gap. So yeah, that was my rapid fire. That wasn't rapid. I'm just call them questions.
One thing about the Gap, though, like, I mean, the quality is great, but if you know what you're doing and if you use your little Gap Cash shit, whatever, right, you could easily go to the Gap clearance section and do some damage. Like, that's one thing about Gap. They clearance section do be right sometimes.
And so, then if you ain't got a Gap clearance, go to gapfactory.com.
Clean up. You can clean up.
Clean up. Because I've been to the outlet a few times and was like, yeah, let me get this, and that too. Oh, snap, when you get to the register, it's 40% off. Hold on, got to get more things. Before you know, walk there with spending $100, but you got like 10 outfits.
Bro, like, okay, so for Black Friday, I got two crew necks, I got a jacket, I think I got a t-shirt, I got literally like four pairs of pants, $150. Like, come on now.
What I'm saying, people, so gaps are great, especially online. They go up. Not sure what they go up to online or for. But go up online. I know the store, because I've seen is a 2X, and I've seen a 42 in the store, but I know they, I believe they go to 50 online. I think they go to 4X online. Don't quote me on that. I'll add the thing in the show notes, but they go up in sizes. So before we wrap this thing on up, I want you to leave the people with a piece of advice that, like, you have learned over the last 2 years. I feel like the pandemic is a moment for all of us to, like, think we've learned something, good, bad, or ugly. We've learned something over these last 2 years. Like, so, like, what have you, like, what piece of advice would you leave the struggling content that's listening right now, looking at your stuff, and was like, his shit fire, like, I want to do that. Like, what would you leave that person with?
Honestly, I'm just going to piggyback off what we said earlier, because that literally, like, sums up my entire life for the past few years. Like, it's always going to be something, but keep on pushing, player. Like, whether it was, we could literally make, like, several analogies right quick. So, I was 403 pounds. Now I'm, like, 220-something. And, like, you know, back then, I was not confident about the way I looked and, you know, XYZ. Now I'm smaller and it's like, you know, my arms is hanging, like stomach hanging. I look like I'm melting. I look like the damn bug of Men in Black. And so, like, it's always, no matter what size or, you know, what position you in, there's always going to be some shit that you may not like, but you really got to start making, like, the best of it, you know. Where you, no matter where you are in life, you know, whether it's your weight or earlier, like, it's, if it's your career, I'm trying to start doing modeling, but I got XYZ going on. At some point, you just got to say, look, it's always going to be a reason for me to cry, but let me just draw my, let me let them out, and still keep on, you know,
don't I'm glad, balls. I'm glad you said that. Let it out and then keep on going. That's a good word to leave the people with. That's good. So people where they can follow you if they aren't already following you, which they need to be following you. But if they, you know, are sleeping under some little piece of rock in, like, Idaho or something, tell the people where to follow you.
Well, you know, for language, say nobody need to follow me, you know. But if you're listening to this podcast, that means that we have similar interests, and it may be very beneficial for you to subscribe to my content on Instagram. But
okay, I see how you worded that. Go ahead, Blair.
Instagram is Chops in the City. TikTok, I'm trying to get a hold of this TikTok beast. But that's Chops in the City as well. I haven't posted on Reddit in a while, but I definitely, my Reddit used to be cracking. But if you still need to, you know, see some content, get some inspiration, it's just r/chop618, like the number 618. And yeah, that's where you can find me. Those are my, you know, main platforms. Yes, sir. Are you going to judge me for being a Gemini on the last second of this podcast?
No.
No. I'm so...
No.
I remember, like, I took this girl out to this pizza restaurant in college. Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, I was feeling the fuck out of her. And she finally agreed to go on a date with me. So I'm like, cool. We talking, and towards the end, she like, what's your sign? I'm like, I already knew what time it was. I'm like, don't worry about it. And she like, what? And she like going,
don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Because I already know, like, I always get slandered for being a Gemini. And she was like, you a Cancer? I'm like, no. She's like, Pisces. I'm like, no. I'm like, bitch, why do you think I'm emotional? But she was like, she started going through the finally,
those are all the emotional sides.
Yeah. But finally, she was like, she said everything but Gemini, and she was like, no, no, no. And I was like, huh? And she was like, don't tell me you're a Gemini. And I just, like, took a sip of my water, and, like, literally she was like, fuck, fuck. And then, like, shortly after, you know, I was like, you know, we just got to check, and she was Audi 3000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's what it...
Okay, I didn't know this how the story was going to end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm, like, so used to, like, getting, like, so much shit just because I'm a Gemini. But I understand, but I would like the people to, you know, maybe not put all of their hurt on all Geminis.
No, that's fair. We should do that.
But I definitely crazy ones, though. What'd you say?
You got the two faced inside.
Oh, that's what you were doing. I couldn't hear you, so I was like, "What you doing?"
Yeah, the two faced it, like two faced. So you just
We ain't gonna do that.
Okay. All right. Cool. No problem. Well, thank you everyone for listening to the XL Tribesman podcast. And again, I'm Audi Gemini 1000.